gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Bulls on Tap. I am your boy Buzz, and I'm joined by my dude Goose, aka Bulls Scripted. And we are here with some exciting goddamn crack'em news. But before we get into that, be sure you're going to ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter at Bulls on Tap, at OnTap Sportsnet. Follow my dude Goose at Bulls Scripted, and follow me at Buzz on Tap. And anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to us. So be sure you're giving us a 5-star rating and review. Goose, we got a head coach, man. And it's not in the norm either. It's not another rookie head coach. It's nothing like that. It's fucking Billy Donovan. It's huge. That was something that completely caught me off guard today. You know, of course they have to, you know, announce it at dinner time and shit. So I'm trying to scramble to get the computer, call you right away. Be like, we have to record. We have to make our triumphant return because this is huge news, man. How are you feeling about this?
I'm kind of in a state of shock, just like you. You know, the other day a report came out from Shams that the Bulls were impressed with Udoka, Wes Unseld, Kenny Atkinson, and Darvin Ham. That those were ultimately their finalists. The Bulls were supposed to cut it down to 3 or 4 candidates by Friday. We never got official news directly from them on what the situation there was. Apparently, Shams was fed some shammy information because...
That's a pun.
It is. That was. Wow. I'm glad you got that. You know, because Billy's name is nowhere around there, and I didn't know Billy Donovan was willing to take a job on a rebuilding team. I was thinking maybe Indiana, maybe New Orleans, somewhere where there's a more guaranteed playoff situation. But as a Bulls fan, like, I guess you got to be excited. You can't call the Bulls cheap. They hired Jim Boylan, and they're paying a real fucking coach now.
Right. To go back to your point about you were surprised for the rebuild, I thought Indiana and I thought New Orleans because you have a chance to go coach a lot of young talent in Indiana, but I thought he was going to have like a legitimate shot to go coach like Zion Williamson or something like that. And obviously we know Billy Donovan's track record with elite young talent when it is time in Florida. And, you know, he showed that when he came to OKC too. Yeah, he had, you know, I believe the first year he was there, he had KD and Russ, and then KD left, I believe. And then maybe he didn't have KD. I can't actually remember. But the young talent that was on Oklahoma City, Billy Donovan helped get the most out of him. And I'm super excited that he took on this challenge, but there is a difference between both of those cities that you named. As fun as New Orleans could be for some people, I think that we both can admit that Chicago's way fucking better than New Orleans. And Chicago's, I mean, do we even really need to speak on Indiana right now? I mean, what the fuck? There's corn there. That's about it. So I'm maybe he took it for location. Maybe he had a good relationship with AK and Mark Eversley. So I'm on cloud nine about this. This is a huge, huge pickup for the Chicago Bulls.
No, I mean I'm more so in a state of shock. I can't say that Billy Donovan was my top candidate. You know, for me, it's really hard to judge coaches because on one spectrum you have Billy Donovan who had Russ and KD and then, you know, MVP Russ, and he's got this awesome winning percentage, and if you're going off that, he was the best candidate available. But you have to look at the talent that he had at his disposal at the same time. And then you look at somebody like Kenny Atkinson who didn't have that kind of talent at his disposal, who was also heavily rumored to be in the front running for the Bulls, who somewhat overachieved. Some would argue Billy underachieved. But until proven otherwise, we have no reason not to have faith in Mark Eversley and Arturis Karnasovas. So here we are. We have a new coach. Bulls are in day 2 of their Bulls bubble. Hopefully Billy can get in there. And, you know, the timing of that aspect is pretty damn good. I know a lot of Bulls fans are getting anxious.
Oh, I was definitely anxious. I mean, we had the players there, and I'm just kind of sitting there thinking, I'm like, is Fleming taking the charge of this until they really get someone in? Or, like, you know, And then there's the history with Fleming and Atkinson. So that's what I was thinking, dude. I was thinking Kenny Atkinson because, you know, okay, they're gonna announce Kenny Atkinson eventually. It's got to be coming up now that they're in their Bulls bubble. Fleming knows that offensive system like the back of his hand. That's going to be the announcement. When it came to be Billy Donovan, I was in shock. And in 5 seasons as an NBA head coach, Goose, he's been in 400 games. He's 243 and 157. That's 60%, almost 61% winning percentage.
Like I said, if you're going off the record, you can't pick a better option right now.
Right, and again, going to college, he's had a ton of just blazingly great things said about him from the likes of Joakim Noah and Bradley Beal. And you know what? Bradley Beal doubled down today. I don't know if you saw his tweet. But he quoted.
I did. I was actually just about to bring that up.
Yeah, he quote-tweeted. I think it was Woj's tweet that he had quote-tweeted. It was just, yes. And, you know, I thought that was really cool. I wouldn't be mad to have Bradley Beal in a Bulls uniform. No, I don't want to get that far ahead. But, it's cool to see it. And I'm going to let you touch on this, too. But from where I'm sitting again, you remember what Mark Eversley said when he got here, too. He wants to make the Bulls cool again, right? I mean, and I thought that was a pretty cool thing to say because we've been kind of a laughing stock or not taken seriously since D Rose hasn't been here. Even when we had Jimmy and the three alphas, no one took us seriously. Now we look cool. Now we look like we have a front office. We have a player's front office that's going to make right decisions, and we have a player's coach that players want to come play for. And that's a complete 180 where we were just 3 months ago.
No, I mean, I don't have feelers out to all the stars that are going to be available in 2021, but I do know that Jim Boylan was on the top of the list of coaches that people didn't want to play for. I don't recall seeing Billy Donovan's name on that list, and even so, we definitely made an upgrade. Like I said, I'd be lying to say that Billy was my top choice. His record hopefully speaks for itself. Coaches are the one thing where I feel situation matters a lot. But the fact that a coach with that record is confident enough to come into a place like Chicago and take a team that is in the current state that it is and be the face of that tells me that Billy's either really fucking confident in himself to do this job because he doesn't want that record tarnished. You know, a bad stint here means never getting a job anywhere else again.
Right.
So he's either really confident in himself or he sees something here on this roster that he wants to be a part of. I'm welcome to both of those options, and I'm just excited. We have at least the semblance. We got to see how it plays out still. We can't throw no damn parades yet, but we have the semblance of a culture being built, and that is fucking exciting.
Right, and again, I think, like, you know, my level of excitement's through the roof right now, and I know yours is too. You weren't expecting it, but this goes back to one of our last podcasts before our little hiatus there because there was really no Bulls news coming out. We could sit there and talk about theoretical trades like a lot of the – and no hate to the other podcasts whatsoever. I want the Bulls community to grow, but I can't –
talk about theoretical trades all day, bro.
Right.
You're shitting on me too.
I am not.
I see it.
We don't record podcasts an hour long talking about how we think that we could trade Zach LaVine for God. We don't do that. So I'm just saying that we went on hiatus for a little bit, and in one of our last podcasts that we record, you and I both were on the same page about I don't really want to bring in a guy with no head coaching experience. And I know that you were kind of there. We're like, no, there's a couple guys that I'm looking at. And I was like, man, I just want to get somebody that's not a rookie head coach because I feel like every time we've done that, we crashed and burned. So that's why I think I'm over the moon about it. This is a guy that's proven. This is a guy that has rapport with not only front offices in the league, but players in the league. And I think that's going to take us a really long way. I really do. It's not going to happen overnight. I'm not saying the Bulls are going to come out and get to the Eastern Conference Finals next year because of Billy Donovan, but it's a step. It's a giant step in the right direction. And, you know, I like the way that AK and Eversley are doing things. You know, the next move is, and I know this is going to sound homer, but you bring in Joakim Noah back to this team and have him be, you know, have him be like a little veteran presence. He knows Billy Donovan. He might know the system. Not the system. I know Billy had to adapt coming into the NBA, but he knows his coach, and he can help guide some of these younger players into get, you know, helping Billy get the most out of them. It's just there's so many different possibilities that are running through my mind right now. It's like I got total ADHD, but I'm totally for it.
No, Nick Friedel actually shared that same sentiment of bringing Joakim Noah back.
He did?
Yes, he did.
I'm blocked.
Oh, you're blocked? Well, it's okay. It was the first time I agreed with Nick in probably like 3 or 4 years. So, no, he actually echoed the same sentiment that you just suggested, being, you know, Joakim Noah could be the Udonis Haslem, is the reference that he used for the Chicago Bulls. You know, how he has been for Miami, you know, you can have that locker room presence that helps you take that forward, which also allows you to trade Thaddeus Young if you so see fit, if there's a mutually beneficial deal out there for that. I definitely wouldn't be itching and scratching to give that away because I do think he's a productive player and a great veteran.
There's nothing wrong with having multiple veterans. It's not like Joakim Noah is going to command a lot of money. You know what I mean? So I think that keeping Thad, and I think Thad got a raw deal last year too. I mean, you and I talked about that a million times. He wasn't used the right way, and you saw it in his personality. He's been the constant professional no matter where he's been, whether that was Indiana, whether that was Brooklyn. You know, I mean, and
set for his rookie year.
Right, you know, and he comes over here and Boylan doesn't know what he's doing. And yeah, I could see why he's fucking pissed off, man. You know, so I wouldn't mind. I would not mind having a couple good, you know, veteran bigs. And, you know, Thad is more of a hybrid. But, you know, a couple veterans in a locker room they're outnumbered by the young guys, obviously. You know, it's not a bad thing to have. You know, it's not a bad thing to have. And I can't believe I'm agreeing with Nick Friedel either. That sucks. But I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to a lot of things, and I don't think the Bulls are done yet. Once this season, the bubble gets wrapped up here, and whatever the NBA.
Well, no, that's the one thing that we kind of touched on and then bounced right over was you have Fleming and Rogers in quarantine, about to leave this camp, and you have Billy Donovan coming in. Are they going to be staying in the bubble? Because I'm sure with a coach like Billy, he has, you know, the leeway with his front office that, hey, I want my guys.
I was going to agree. I was about to bring that up to you, too. What are they going to do with those? Like, it's not going to be, because everything we've heard from Cowley, and no offense to Joe, I've actually talked to Joe. He's a nice guy. But everything that I was, like, they were saying, like, well, oh, you know, Pax and Jerry still want these guys and they're going to stay. Like, obviously, that's not the case here. So if Billy wants to come in and clean house on that assistant coaching staff, it's going to fucking happen, right? It has to, right?
No, yeah. But the Billy Hire says one thing, and that's Arturas has Michael and Jerry's pocketbook open when it comes to coaching staff and hopefully player development. And we start rounding all that shit out as, you know, draft didn't get pushed back until November 18th. I think they've solidified that date. Don't even know if they're going to be able to have in-person workouts with these prospects. It's all going to be tape, which is tricky because from what I'm reading, the players and their agents might even be able to edit the tape that they're sending in. So you're going to be getting, like, highlight reels.
Huh. You just go to YouTube.
No, I mean, so it's going to be very interesting to see how this goes because I was just reading there's going to be, like, neutral sites, depending on where you're located at, to go in to do your testing, to do your medicals, to do your measurements, do your shooting drills, and stuff of that nature, like you would do in a traditional combine in a controlled setting, but it's really not looking or sounding like they're going to be able to have prospects into their own facilities to have their medical staffs look at the players and go about things that way. So this draft is extremely unorthodox in the sense that we don't have as much footage on these players as we usually do because all the seasons ended early due to the pandemic.
Right.
Or the understanding of pressure and playing in the moment for March Madness. I think 3, 4, 5 of the top prospects, or at least the lottery prospects, are all European prospects. I love basketball, but I know I haven't watched that many full live games of these guys overseas. So this is a very unorthodox draft, and I think we're really lucky as a fan base to have AK and Mark coming in for this offseason. with their connections in European basketball and the Nike camps and all that kind of stuff, we have a fresh perspective coming to a draft with a lot of unknowns.
That's a really good point, too, because I'm trying to look. I was starting to look at film of how Billy used Russell. And then I was looking at film on how Billy used CP3. And obviously those two are perennial all-stars. One's an MVP, for God's sake. So they're going to play their game no matter what. But I was watching a little bit of film. I want to say it was yesterday, actually. I was just watching film on that because we had an article at written over at OnTap Sportsnet about Billy Donovan being the next head coach of the Bulls that was just released like a couple days ago. And I think it was our boy Justin who wrote about that. He was with us when we were watching the draft lottery, and he, you know, he was throwing out all those positives. So I, you know, got the kids down to bed, was watching some film and some baseball, and I'm gonna tell you now, a lot of people aren't gonna like this, as I know a lot of people are off on this bandwagon. But my God, Billy Donovan with LaMelo Ball is something that is so intriguing to me, with an open floored, like a quick paced open floored concept offense. And that is something that I was kind of looking at when I was, you know, watching film. Obviously, you and I are pissing in the wind here. I don't know if you're still high on the LaMelo train, or if you're looking at Denny, or if you're looking, you know, whoever you're looking at, or Killian Hay, whoever. But obviously, we're pissing in the wind here because, like you said, we don't have the film. What was that?
I didn't say anything. I'm chilling.
Oh my God! I thought I heard something. I'm going fucking crazy here. But obviously, we don't have We don't have the film on them, but I look at a guard like LaMelo Ball, Goose, and I'm like, holy shit, with Billy Donovan, that would be fucking dope.
No, I'm at the point where I'm kind of all in on LaMelo. In terms of this draft,
gone all in?
I mean, he is the player to take a swing on. I'm hoping AK wants to take the swing. Obviously, he drafted Michael Porter.
Yes, he did.
Some about them that, you know, are tough to swallow. I don't think AK is the kind of guy that's going to let somebody's personal opinions or the way that they carry themselves off of a basketball floor, unless he feels that it's detrimental. I don't think he'd ever let something like that stop him from taking the most talented player available. And in this draft, I think that's LaMelo Ball, and he also fits our greatest need, which is a playmaker. So I don't know how much I'd be willing to give on top of four to guarantee that you get him. But from, say, Golden State's standpoint, as long as Minnesota doesn't trade out of that pick, for Golden State, trading back to four, you're going to save a couple million dollars a year. And what you're paying on that rookie contract for the player that you draft, they're probably still going to get the guy they want, because they don't want LaMelo. They probably want Denny or Okoro or one of, you know, a wing or a versatile player, something of that nature that you're going to be able to get at four, that you don't have to take it two. So why take that player at two, pay them more money per year when you could trade back in a mutually beneficial deal? I don't know what that deal looks like for the Bulls and the Warriors, but that may be something there to explore. You don't pick in the top five, the top four very often. You know, last year we started fourth. We ended up seventh. So,
damn it.
And we just hired Billy Donovan. So if you're taking a swing, you know, we're not tanking next year. Billy didn't just sign up to come here and throw basketball.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. You're absolutely right. We are not trying to tank next year. That's not, you don't bring in a coach like Billy Donovan to fucking tank. You don't do it. You don't do it. So
we're going full steam ahead. So maybe they're trying to trade that pick for a veteran. I feel GSW is trying to do that. I feel there's other teams that are trying to do that because people are scared of this draft. It's going to be easy to swing and miss. But if I'm going to swing and miss, I'm going to swing and miss on a 6'8", elite playmaker who hasn't even filled out into his body yet. He might be able to play the three. He might end up being 6'10". You know, you might be looking at the next Giannis, but he's already got the feel and the smoothness to his game. And I'm kidding. It's probably not going to be Giannis. He's not going to bulk up like that. Please, please don't quote me on that and get excited like that.
That was an overreaction.
Yeah, overreaction. But 6'8 playmaker, probably already can shoot a basketball better than Giannis, even if it's ugly as shit. Melo is the kid to take the swing on in this draft. After that, for me, I'm kind of starting to look at Okoro as that player that
I like
take next. So.
Okoro. I like Okoro, but I like Denny too. And I just, if the Bulls trade back, I won't be mad. But I just like Denny because I feel like he's got a decent good he's got a good first step. And I know that our boy Fred will be like he was shooting in an open gym, but it looks like he's working on a shot. The one I will give you one knock on his game besides his defense. His defense is a little suspect, but people said the same shit about Luka Doncic and everybody and their fucking mother will take him right now. Not comparing Denny to Luka. I'm just saying
Oh,
it was a
see,
comparison.
there you go. There you go.
That
I
was an
said Giannis in terms of
overreaction.
playmaking, and now you went to Luka. Damn it.
That was an
We're just.
overreaction.
Yeah, bro.
I just don't like Denny dribbling to the left. I don't know if you've watched any film on that. I don't like him with his offhand. It doesn't seem to work. So
Well,
I don't know if you
I
could teach
yeah,
that
we
either.
can. Oh, you can teach that. I mean, that's just repetition, repetition, repetition. But unfortunately, at four in this draft, guys only seem how to know how to use one hand because Hayes is the complete opposite. He's a lefty who can't use his fucking right.
Right.
And that's why for me it's like, all right, you're never at four. It can't be too hard to get up to four to Golden State because they're probably more willing to a role player. They have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. They're looking at contending right now. Yeah, having the next guy up for when this dynasty is over would be nice, but at the same time, you're trying to compete now. So a guy like Denny probably fits them better than LaMelo Ball. So if they can get Denny at four and we can get LaMelo at two, I'm really hoping that we can get him. But at the same time, if you're the Bulls, do you sit pretty because you know that they don't want LaMelo? Do you think Jordan's going to take LaMelo in Charlotte? Like, no, this draft is it's killing me, and we gotta wait all the way until fucking November 18th for it, and I'm gonna lose my mind.
I'm just hoping Jordan takes James Wiseman, and
Yep,
you know he loves the big guys. So
he loves big
you go
guys:
ahead.
Adam Jackson, Brandon Wright, Mecca Okafor,
Kwame Brown.
Kwame Brown, Cody Zeller, PJ Washington's been good. We're not gonna throw him in there. But yeah, no, MJ loves his bigs, which is hilarious because he only ended up in Chicago because
Didn't take
somebody
Bogey.
drafted a big man over him.
Yep, absolutely. So you got any final thoughts before we ride out into the sunset on this one? Do you have any final thoughts on what the Bulls did today? I know we went crazy and we just did a lot of good draft talk. Oh shit, one thing I do want to say to you real quick before we get off here is Zach LaVine has already reacted to the Billy Donovan hire. And that's while he
All
was
right.
live streaming Call of Duty and he says he's a really good coach.
Yeah.
So that's what Zach said during his live stream of Call of Duty, that he's a really good coach. You know Zach's gonna play it cool. He's not gonna go fucking start screaming, let's go. He wants to play the professional, which I respect about Zach, I really do. But you gotta think he's probably like, fuck, thank God. Thank God.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Zach LaVine, as we've pointed out many times on this show, has yet to have a coach. I think Jim Boylan is the coach he's had the longest.
Right.
Other than that, he had Flip, then Sam Mitchell, then Thibs. He got injured in the Thibs season, traded here, Fred Hoiberg, Jim Boylan, now Billy Donovan. So Zach's got 2 years left on his contract. Whether he gets an extension or not is to be seen. But 2 years with Billy Donovan would be a good place to start for consistency for Zach. He doesn't have to worry about a coach that's trying to find his footing. He gets an established coach that knows how to handle MVP caliber players, and maybe he can help elevate Zach to that level. Once again, over exaggeration. But,
To
you know
overreaction.
what? It's both. All right? But no, I'm excited. Like I said, it's not the coach that I wanted. I definitely thought things were swaying towards Unseld Jr. I was on the Ime Udoka train for a long time. But I'm fully on board with Billy Donovan and whatever Acme are trying to do until they screw up, and then we can put up billboards again.
God damn, that got dark. my closing statement with this whole thing is, I didn't know if it was gonna be Billy Donovan or not. We had actually another article over at OnTap that had Wes Unseld Jr. there. It was a coaching profile on him, and somebody, one of our other writers was looking at him as well. I do take solace and I do take comfort in knowing that I know that AK and Mark Eversley did everything they possibly could to make the best decision. And I truly believe they did that. And that's why I feel so good about this, is because I haven't had a front office, you know, within the Bulls organization that I have truly believed in. Have I defended some of their moves in the past? Absolutely I have, because I thought they were good for the team. But yeah. I never felt confident that they were going to, you know, without Derrick Rose, I never felt confident that we were going to really contend for a championship. Even the back in the day, you know, I love Kirk and BG and Lou and all those guys, but before Derrick got there, I never thought we were a legitimate contender for a title. AK kind of brings that to me, because if you look at a team right now, Goose, that he helped build in Denver and what they're doing right now, and I know they're down to the Lakers, I understand that, but they're young and they have a lot of key talent that's not even at their peak yet. So I love the hire, Billy Donovan. I think they did their due diligence with every candidate, and I'm ready to fucking ride, dude. I'm hyped.
No, yeah, they did so much diligence that people were starting to wonder if they're even going to hire a coach for next season.
Well, you know what they say about the MLB, managers are obsolete. I don't think the thing. I don't agree with that, and I don't agree with a lot of people saying that coaches are just as good as their talents. I think that Popovich has proven that wrong time and time again. You know, I think Pop's a great coach, you know, and I think that I think this is a great hire from the Bulls, man. But that's all I got. You have anything else before we ride out in the sunset here?
No, I ain't got anything to crack open and chug with you, so I think we can ride out into the sunset.
Right on. Everybody be sure you're going to ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Following us on Twitter at Bulls on Tap, at ontapsportsnet. And anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to us. So be sure you give us a 5-star rating and review, because that shit's cool and tough. Like I let out the last podcast, we'll be back when we're back. Let's go, Bulls.